Silver Quicken Quest Club, Volume 2209, The Bunker. Quest Intro.
What was that?
You squeal. You jerk your leg as something slimy swims past and brushes your ankle. As you attempt to regain your balance, you accidentally kick Aaliyah, who is swimming next to you inches from the ocean floor. She puts a hand on your shoulder to steady you. Shh, she mouths.
Seriously?
Oliver whispers on your other side.
Do you want to get eaten by the Lagoboros?
You do not. Wallister, the Silver Quicken librarian, had made it sound like this was a good plan. He'd explained that you all needed to get to the controls in the sublevel under the word spoken field in order to shrink the field back to its normal size. Then another team could fix the leak and stop all the weird monsters from escaping. Unfortunately, Wallister withheld two very important pieces of information until after you'd agreed to the mission. First, the now supersized animals that used to live in the stables have been evacuated to a bunker under the wordspoken field, and you'll have to go through the bunker to get to the sublevel. Second, and most important in your mind, the entrance to the bunker is now at the bottom of the ocean. Gwen and Connor slow in front, and Aaliyah motions for you and Oliver to wait. Connor turns back and gives you all a thumbs up. They found the hatch. Everyone circles around as Gwen prepares to turn the wheel and pull the hatch up from the ocean floor.
We'll have to time this, she says, and be quick about it. This thing isn't light.
You start the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gwen turns the wheel and leans back hard. Water pours into the opening she's just created.
Go!
Connor screams. The four of you jump into the hatch and ride the water down a large pipe. You look back just in time to watch Gwen twist around in front of the open hatch and jump back into the pipe seconds before it slams shut again. You all land in a splash of ocean water in a muddy hallway. Everyone stands and removes their helmets and diving gear.
Like a slip and slide,
Oliver cheers. Let's go again!
Let's not, Gwen responds. Plus, you know, mission and all that. She winks, and you're pretty sure she'd go again. That thought is interrupted by what you can only describe as a squeak into a loudspeaker. Aaliyah rubs her ears.
I wish I'd left my helmet on, she mutters.
So do you. A 5-foot-tall mouse standing in front of you is staring at your head like it's a piece of cheese. And it looks hungry. Next step, open puzzle packet number 1.